Scott O'Day, the Torah Week, Rabbi Eliezer Wolfson.
Okay, good morning, everybody. I would like to speak about a pasuk in this week's parasha regarding Eretz Yisrael that I think is particularly relevant for this time of the year, the Dry Vachen, the 3 weeks. The parasha, the pasuk in parasha Maaseh says, "V'rashtem es ha'aretz v'shamtem ba, ki lochem nosati es ha'aretz l'reshis oisa." You shall take possession of the land and settle in it, for I have given the land to you to possess. So Rashi says, "V'hirashtem es ha'aretz, v'hirashtem oisa miyoshveha." You shall dispossess it of its inhabitants, v'oz v'shamtem ba. It's a continuation. If you do that, then you'll be able to live in it. Tuchlulis kayim ba. You'll be able to stay in the land. Vimlav, but if not, loy tuchlulis kayim ba. You won't be able to last. Meaning Rashi learns that this pasuk is not necessarily a mitzvah, it's a piece of advice. Drive out, dispossess the inhabitants of the land, then it will be possible for you to settle the land. And to live there, v'shavtem ba, then you'll be able to live in it. It's an eitzah tova, not a mitzvah. However, the Ramban on this pasuk argues with Rashi. He learns that v'shavtem ba is a mitzvah. The mitzvahs asay of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. He says, just read a few lines of the Ramban. Al dati, my opinion is, mitzvahs asay he... that this is a mitzvah, a positive mitzvah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanding us to live in Eretz Yisrael and to possess it. Because it's given to us, we shouldn't reject or despise the Nachla of Hashem. And the Ramban says a very interesting thing. If it will go up into the minds of people, that they would choose to conquer Eretz Shinar or Eretz Ashur, to colonize, to settle Syria or Iraq, Bavel, that would be a bittul mitzvah saseh of this mitzvah. He goes on to speak about the greatness of Eretz Yisrael and the halachic ramifications, that it's osur to leave Eretz Yisrael, and a man who wants to go up to Eretz Yisrael and his wife doesn't want to, she is considered a moredes, she's got to go up with her husband. So the Ramban learns, again, that we have a mitzvah saseh over here to live in Eretz Yisrael and to possess it. Not to reject the gift, the nachla of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we would want to settle any other country, Iraq, Syria, or Uganda for that matter, that would be a bitter mitzvah saseh of this mitzvah of v'shavtem ba. The Orach Chaim over here, he says that this pasuk makes more sense according to Rashi. He says that the pasuk is not telling us that we have a mitzvah like the Ramban wants to learn. It makes more sense like Rashi is learning. It's an Eitzah Tova, a promise. If you drive out the inhabitants, then v'shavtebot, you'll be able to manage, you'll be able to live for a long time in Eretz Yisrael. He says, according to the Ramban, it should say, "Kilochem nosati es haaretz lo sheves bo, or lo gur bo, that I've given the land to you to live in it." Why does it say lo reshes oisa? If it's a mitzvah just to live in it for the sake of living, the mitzvah say of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's the Orach Chaim's taina on the Ramban. However, the Tanya of the Orach Chaim is really not so easy to understand. And Rav Chaim Kaufman points this out, because L'Reshis Oisa doesn't actually mean to drive out the inhabitants of the land. It means to possess it. So the pasuk could actually work very well, according to the Ramban, that I've given the land to you, L'Reshis Oisa, to possess it, not L'Hoirish Oisa. L'Reshis Oisa means to live in it. I've given the land to you. L'Reshis Oisa, live in it. V'shavtem ba. The Resh Tzoisot, not only for yourself, for your children, for future generations, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael.
You didn't say living,
possess it. Yeah, but as opposed to lahoirish, which would mean in the causative to drive out, which is the beginning of the pasuk. Yeah, that's probably the svara of the Ohr HaChaim. Yeah. I mean, it would be even better to say lashevus, lagosha lashevus. Yeah, that's the machlokus. Okay, so the Gemara in Sota, Daf Yud Dalet Omad Aleph, a well-known, beautiful Gemara. Dorash Rebbe Simloi. Rebbe Simloi darshens. Mepneiman is Sava Moshe Rabbeinu Lekonis. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu yearn, dream so much to enter Eretz Yisrael? Chilechol Mepirio Hutzarech. Did he need to eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael? Yeah, he was very fond of medjool dates, of Israeli pomegranates. Why did he want to come to Eretz Yisrael so much? Or to spoil me tuva hutzarech, or to be satisfied from its goodness? Elakach ama Moshe, how the mitzvahs in Tzav Yisrael be miskaim in Elav Eretz Yisrael? Ekonis ani laaretz kdei she iskaim ukulon al yodai. I want to enter Eretz Yisrael in order to be mekayim the mitzvahs tluyas baaretz. Shrumas, Maisras, Shavirs, all the mitzvahs which are land dependent, that I can only be Mekayim them if I enter Eretz Yisrael. So let's just remember this Gemara for a few minutes. We have a fascinating machloikas in the Torah, Simon Reishches. Whether to say in the Bracha, Me'in Shalosh, right over there, V'noichal mipiria v'nisba mituva. Should we say these words in Alamichim in Shalmish? So, Yesh Omrim, not to say these words in Me'in Shalmish, because we do not want Eretz Yisrael, because we want to be satisfied from its goodness. We want to eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. Our tefillah, our yearning to come back into Eretz Yisrael, is not just in order to eat the fruits, like the Gemara said with Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, if you have a look, that whole tefillah is all about the beauty, Eretz Chem Tov V'Chava, of Eretz Yisrael. To experience the Kedush of Eretz Yisrael. That's why we should want to come into Eretz Yisrael. To witness the Kedusha, the Koyanim, B'duchonam Yisrael B'ma'amodam, to see the Karbonus, the Koyanim in action. That is a legitimate, a real reason why we should want to come into Eretz Yisrael. However, Yesh Omrim, the Smag, the Bahag, according to some, so it's the Rosh, also the Rif, they say that we do say it. So we have machloikas whether to say v'noicham pim nisma mituva. We do say it, the Ashkenazim. So what's the svara of those who say that we should say these words? So the Beis Yosef explains that we want to come into Eretz Yisrael to eat the peiros, but not just to eat the peiros for the sake of eating the peiros. The purpose is to eat the peiros as a hechatimsa, as a vehicle to allow us to make the bracha, nivarechecha aleha b'kedusha v'tahara. Really, the fruits, we're not so driven that we have to enter Israel for the peiros. But the peiros are a vehicle, a hechatimsa, to allow us to make brachas in Eretz Israel. That's why we desire, we long to come to Eretz Yisrael to experience the Kedusha of benching HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael through the medium of the Peiros. That's how the Beis Yosef explains the Yeshurim. And the Beis Yosef says that we should say these words. The Tshuvas Beis David of Rabbi Yosef David of Salonika, a Sephardi Gadol, lived in the 1600s, a very interesting, beautiful sefer. He says that, he asks Akasha on the Beis Yosef, he says that if it's a tachlis in itself, to eat the peiros in order to make the brachas, as a hechatimsa to make the brachas, then why doesn't the Gemara say with Moshe Rabbeinu, v'chilechem v'hurim v'tzorach, did he want to come into the land to eat the peiros? No, he wanted to come in to be mekayem mitzvah tluyas baaretz. The Gemara could have answered, did he want to come in to eat the peiros? No, he wanted to come in to make the brachas on the Pyrrhus. That in itself is an elevated, a refined reason to come to Eretz Yisrael. So we can see that to eat the Pyrrhus, that we can make the bracha on those Pyrrhus, B'kedusha v'tahara is not enough of a reason for us to want to come into Eretz Yisrael. He says, he brings a raya from the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Ches, that the Gemara says over there, why is it that Yerushalayim is not blessed with the Chamei Tveria or the Pyrrhus of Ginoisa? The Pyrrhus of Ginoisa, they were very beautiful, luscious, delicious Pyrrhus. So he says, the Gemara says, Kidesh lo yuhu oilei regolim oimrim, in order that the oid regolim shouldn't say, remember from Daf Yomi, imali lo yolinu el alecha Pyrrhus Ginoisa b'Yerushalayim dayenu, that if we just would have come up just to eat the Pyrrhus of Ginoisa, dayenu, that would be enough. They would pat themselves on the back and they would say, that in itself is something to be proud of. I've eaten the Pyrrhus of Ginoisa in Yerushalayim. Yeah, that's enough. Dayenu. Nimtzis aliyah shloi lishma. So it would come out that the aliyah l'raga would be shloi lishma. So we see that eating the fruits in whatever form, even for the sake of the brachas, is not enough. You see that the based of it is presupposing that the people coming to the Oyla Regalim, that when they eat the fruits, they would be eating the Shem Shemaim in order to make the brachas. Yeah, it could be that the risk is that they would just come to eat the fruits, just to eat the fruits, not necessarily for the brachas. But that's how the based of it understands the Gemara, and that's his kasha on the Beis Yosef. He asks another kasha, and I should have thought about this kasha myself, that at the beginning of Me'in Shalosh, it says, yeah, that we thank Hashem, that Hashem says, we bench you Hashem, there's no machloikas about saying those words over there. We say those words, all of us, without any qualms, without any problems whatsoever. There's no machloikas. So why don't we have the same machloikas over there? Yeah, it's good kasha. However, he says, a beautiful answer. He says, at the beginning of the main shalosh, that's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be manchil la'aviseinu, to give us Eretz Yisrael, la'achol m'piryo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us Eretz Yisrael to eat from the fruits. However, from our perspective, he says, for the tzaddik to want to come into Eretz Yisrael, that we should come in order that we should, that's our motivation, that's our drive to come into Eretz Yisrael to eat the Pyrrhus. That's not enough of a reason. That shouldn't be our reason. The tzaddik should come into Eretz Yisrael to be Makai and Mitzvot Tluyos Ba'aretz, but not just to eat the fruits, even if we're eating the fruits in order to make the brachas. Okay? So, the base of it says that even though we have many poskim who say that we do say these words, it's nispashid aminag not to say. And I haven't done that much research, but I opened a Sfadi Siddha, and they do not say these words. And apparently, Ramosh Shtembach also says that the Gra also did not say these words. Okay. The Bach has another mahalach to explain why we should say V'noichal M'piriyav Nisba Mituvo. Another beautiful mahalach. He says that when we ingest, when we consume the Pyrrhus of Eretz Yisrael, we are eating Kedusha. The fruits of Eretz Yisrael absorb and are yoinik. They grow off the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. The Bach explains that we should, and we do, request to partake of the fruits of Eretz Yisrael because there is an intrinsic holiness, a kedusha, to the land of Eretz Yisrael. This kedusha is not limited to ruchniyistika things. The kedusha actually manifests itself, it seeps in to the very physical form of the land itself. into the Pirus, into the ground of Eretz Yisrael. The fruits are nurtured from the earth of Eretz Yisrael that not only extract water and nutrients from the land, but also they extract the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So when we eat the Pirus of Eretz Yisrael, we ingest spiritual nourishment as well as physical sustenance. So we are actually ingesting Kedusha, Ruchnius, when we eat of the Pirus of Eretz Yisrael. He says, on the other hand, Chas v'Shalom, if we do Averus, they are metame the land in a way that the tumah seeps in and it defiles the ground and its produce. We have a pasuk towards the end of Masse. Lo tetame sa'ore sha'atem yoshvim ba sha'ani shoichim b'soicha ki ani Hashem shoichim b'soich b'nei Yisrael. He says, if Chas v'Shalom, we metame Eretz Yisrael, that tumah is nimshach, it seeps into the very fabric, the ground, the pirus of Eretz Yisrael. And as the pasuk says, Ani Hashem shoichim b'soich b'nei Yisrael. And if that happens, the Shekhinah also wants to be nostalgic from the land. We know there are numerous ma'isim of tzaddikim who could actually feel the Kedusha or the opposite in a certain place because of the way that we act through our Torah, our mitzvahs. It has a ripple effect into the fabric, the fiber of the land. Grandson of the Rosh Yeshiva told me that a few years ago, Reb Shimon Galai, he was Gadol in Eretz Yisrael, he was in Manchester, and he went along Broom Lane, and he said that he could feel the Kedush. He said the Rosh Yeshiva must have davened in the old Chortkov. Yeah, Beis HaMedrash. He said he could feel it. He could feel the Kedusha. And apparently, he did used to daven there. And on the other hand, he was going along Upper Park Road, near Waterpot Road, by the Tifl over there, and he felt the tumah. He said he shuddered. He felt it. I mean, I assume he was looking down at the moment, at that time. He felt the tumah. Okay. Now, Meiser with Rabbi Chanon, he was once in New York, famous Meiser, and I think he was in the car. He wanted to quickly get through the area. He felt the tumah. He wasn't very comfortable with it. He wanted to get out of the area. Okay, so let's come back to the Gemara in Sotah, Ibn Neiman, Samah Moshe Rabbeinu, Lekonos Laos, Chim Epiria, Hutzarech. So the Elia Rabba, he asks, what was the Gemara's kasha? That Moshe wants to come into Eretz Yisrael to eat its fruit. The Elia Rabba now, similar kasha, the Beis Dovid on the Beis Yosef. Now the Elia Rabba asks on the Bach, what's so difficult about Moshe Rabbeinu, Chim Epiria, Hutzarech? Yeah, he wants to come into Eretz Yisrael to absorb the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael through the medium of eating its pirus. He wants to absorb the Kedusha for that reason. What's the Gemara's kasha? That's a legitimate reason to come into Eretz Yisrael to enjoy the Kedusha of its pirus. So the Elia Rabba answers that with Moshe Rabbeinu, Shechina Todi Legabov. And it's meduyuk in the Lashon of the Gemara. V'chim epiria hutzarich. He didn't need to come into Eretz Yisrael for that purpose. He didn't need it. He had the Shekhinah with him the whole time. He was living on that elevated state of Kedusha the whole time. 24 hours a day. He didn't need that Kedusha that one can obtain from eating the pears. He had it with him the whole time, constantly. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Morik Tzir, he says that we should definitely say these words. It's true that the Gemara says about Moshe Rabbeinu, v'chilecha mipiria hutzarech. However, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't need it, as we said. However, for us, we do need the pirus of Eretz Yisrael. It is a reason to come into Eretz Yisrael to eat the pirus. When we eat the pirus, they are moisif, chokhmah, and koyach. Yeah. You have Israeli fruit, pomegranate, dates, an orange. They are moisiv chokhma and koyach. Avir der Yisrael machkim, he says. Gemara Bracha speaks about how Rabbi Yochanan and his Talmidim, they went to great lengths. They would eat large quantities of the Peres Genoisa that we mentioned before. Gemara's marich to speak about this. Gemara's not just telling us the gastronomic habits of Rabbi Yochanan and his Talmidim. They had a big appetite. They wanted to eat the Peres. They went out of their way to eat the Peres. It's a ruchni sticker thing. So we know that when we eat the Shiva Samina, we say Emein Sholosh or Ala Michya, Ala Peres. When we eat the Shiva Samina, yeah, we say Ala Peres. When we eat Peres of Eretz Yisrael, we say Al Peroseha. Yeah, we say Al Peroseha. When we eat Israeli fruit in Israel, that is straightforward. We say Al Peroseha. Okay. Now, what is the halacha, or without coming on to halacha, but what would be if we would take Israeli fruit from Eretz Israel? We would take it to Chutz Lotz, or we would just go to the shop and buy Israeli produce. Yeah, after we've taken Truma Maisa, and it's not the promise of Shavuos, do we also save Al Peroseha? Meaning, is the Kedusha of the Peres of Eretz Yisrael that we save Al Peroseha when we eat Eretz Yisrael, does that carry forward when we take those Peres and then now in Chutz Lotz when we buy some dates, Israeli dates, from Tesco? Okay. Rabbi Chaim Kaufman, he brings in Mishchas Shemen that he was one time with the Minchas Yitzchak. And the Minchas Yitzchak brought from the Beis Yisrael, the Gemara in Sota, that asked, and he asked the Kasha. Yeah, the Gemara in Sota, we mentioned, Mechim Yipiru, Hutzarech, the Minchas Yitzchak said, what was the Havamina that Moshe wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael to eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael? He said, why would the Gemara have suggested that he wants to come in to Eretz Yisrael to eat the fruits? Why couldn't he have stayed where he was, on Eva Hayarden or wherever, and imported, somehow get the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, get them to him, and eat from the pavers of Eretz Yisrael? What was the havmin of the Gemara that Mechim Imperial Hutzarech? He didn't need to come into Eretz Yisrael to eat the pavers. Surely the pavers are still pavers of Eretz Yisrael outside Eretz Yisrael. So, Menachas Yitzchak wanted to bring a raya from there for the shit of Rabbeinu Yonah, yeah, that the Peres of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lotz, they lose their special Kedusha. The Rashba says they retain that Kedusha, you still say, but the Rabbeinu Yonah says that the Peres of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lotz, they lose their special Kedusha. And therefore, Rabbeinu Yonah says that one would not say Al Peroseha for fruits of Eretz Yisrael outside Eretz Yisrael. Okay. The Shlach Kodesh, yeah, the Shah Oisius, Ois Kedusha, he speaks about the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. He writes that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is Ke'en the Kedusha of Gan Eden. And he says, even B'churbono, in its destruction, it retains its Kedusha. It's a land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Dorish Oisa, Mereshes, Shana Vad Acharis, Hashana. Hashem gives it special attention. He inquires after it. And the Shlach continues that all the other Eretz Ha'amim, which are Tomei, there's no way whereby the tefillahs of everybody in Chutz Lotz can reach Yerushalayim, Lekodesh HaKadoshim, except going via Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, and from there to the Mokem HaMikdosh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Shaar Shomayim. The Sefer Haredim, he emphasizes the awesome Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. He writes, for every moment a Yid is in Eretz Yisrael, he fulfills the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Sefer Eved Melech writes that for those people who grow up in Eretz Yisrael, who've been living there for many, many years, they have to be very careful. And I know, for myself also, when you're living in Eretz Yisrael for many years, you get a bit blasé, you take it for granted. He says you have to be very careful. Those people living in Eretz Yisrael, not to take it for granted, it shouldn't be a mitzvah anoshim l'moda that you take advantage of that kedusha, of the gift. You've got to be ever mindful that every moment you're being mekayim a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Alter Slobodka of Nosson Tzvi Finkel, he had a special love for Eretz Yisrael. In its latter years, he moved his yeshiva from Slobodka to Hebron. So the Tanus HaMosa relates that one time while he was living in Hebron, his Talmidim found him removing stones and rocks from the street, from the main highway that went from Hebron to Yerushalayim. So his Talmidim thought, this is a little strange, that maybe he wants to remove any obstacles, mechsholos from people that shouldn't stumble, break their legs. You were wondering what's going on over here. So he said, it's very simple. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Chanina would go out and be masakin the shvilim, the roads of Eretz Yisrael. As Rashi explains, machmas kibas ha'oretz, because of a love for Eretz Yisrael, he would go out, he would repair, literally, repair the roads of Eretz Yisrael. Machaz eshlo yotzo shem ra al ha'oretz, Rashi says. Rabbi Chanina wanted to make sure that a bad name, a bad reputation wouldn't go out about Eretz Yisrael, about the bad state of the roads. Okay. Sadly, that's not the case here in Salford. So such was the tremendous love and awe the Alter had for Eretz Yisrael. He cared for the appearance, the dignity for the streets and the stones of the land. He compared Eretz Yisrael to the Aron Kodesh, that when you're living there, you're absorbed, you're surrounded on all sides by Kedusha, and when you're living in the Paltin Shemelech, in the palace of the king, you've got to be on your best behavior. Even in his last months, Tznus HaMosa relates, when he wasn't able to learn, he was very ill, he comforted himself, and he was machazik himself, that at least he was able to take in, to breathe in, the Kedusha, the Avira, the air, the oxygen of Eretz Yisrael, and its Kedusha. He lived with this understanding. The Kedusha Ha'aretz manifested itself, Kipshuta, in every stone, every grain of sand. So, just to recap. So we had a Machlokas, Rashi, and the Orachayim. On the one hand, we say that the Pasuk, L'Sheves Bo, is a mitzvah saseh of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Sorry, Rashi and the Orachayim, you say it's a promise in Eitz HaTovah to dispossess the goyim so that we'll be able to live in it. On the other hand, the Ramban learned it is a mitzvah say, of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Then we had Machlokas, whether to say V'noicham Pira, Mitzvah Mitzvah. We had the Beis Yosef and the Bach, who give Svaras to say why we should say. We had Kashas on their Mahalchim. The Beis David is Cholek with the Beis Yosef, and therefore, for the Sfardim, they don't say V'noicham Pira Nisbam Mituvah, at least in the Siddur that I saw. And then we had the Machlokas, the Rashba, and Rabbi Yonah of Pirus in Eretz Yisrael. Pirus Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Loretz, whether to say Val Pirus Seha, whether the Pirus Eretz Yisrael in Chutz retain their Kedusha. And then we had the Menachas Yitzchak, who wanted to bring a raya for Rabbi Yonah that they would actually lose their Kedusha once they leave Eretz Yisrael. Have a very good day. Oh, yeah.